5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, a broken head, bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad under bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. It's the FOTB pod. The final round of the Masters at Augusta. Tiger has never won a major, trailing after three rounds, chasing Francisco Molinari by two strokes. On the first with a nice little iron approach onto the green, comfortably numb. Now here's Tony Finau. Keeps a low rider under the trees toward the green, but pops in a hole in front of the green and will not get on. He'll have an easy chip, pitch and run. On the fifth, a miss for the save for par as Jordan Spieth gets the bogey and is 6 under. He's in it. Now here's Finau again. 11 under, tied with Tiger. The chip and run up to the cup. He's 2 feet away. It's a beauty. It really is a beauty. The pressure on Molinari. He was brilliant yesterday with a 66. Absolutely unbelievable. Scintillating golf. The weather is headed to Augusta. Terrible rain on the way, so they all went off early. And they're going to get it in before the storms hit later in the afternoon. Now, Molinari lining up his chip just off the edge of the green. Tiger's on comfortably. Molinari will putt from off the green. It's very fast. Very fast as it runs by. 7, 10, 12, 15 feet by. So, finally coming to rest. Major problems for Molinari on the first. Brendan Schauffele, 9 under on the par 5 second from behind the bunker. And he goes up high, lands it short. A beauty. 4 feet by. Just a beautiful shot. Now here's Tiger for birdie on one. The putt. But it's left. And he'll tap in for par. Now Molinari, who ran it right past the hole, has to come back up the hill. And he does. An absolutely gorgeous comeback putt for par. Stays at 13 under. That is clutch golf right there. To run it by 10 feet and then to Drano. Just absolutely gorgeous. Schauffele with a beautiful up and down. And he finds himself still 3 back of Molinari after 2. Tiger being interviewed. Very frustrated that he can't defend his title. Very upset that in 2020 there's no Masters. It's been moved to November. And it's made him miserable. Tiger said that he had the fake champions dinner. And when the dinner was over, the steak fajitas, he put the green jacket away, and then he and his kids had a food fight, which is kick-ass. Now here's Tiger in trouble on the second, the par five, in the woods. Somehow gets out of it with an iron and flips it out into the fairway. A brilliant shot. He'll have a nice angle onto the green from there. Now here's Poulter sliding one by the hole for a bogey. He misses the par putt from just off the green at two. Poulter at eight under. Now Schauffele from underneath the flag off the green on three. His second shot. He flies it up, but short. And it's going to come back to him. Now Koepka for birdie at 10 under. Andrina, he goes to 11 under with a birdie on the second hole. Brooks Koepka getting involved. Now Webb Simpson for birdie. Oh, but he rolls it by. He'll get the par at two. So Molinari from 300 yards out, a fairway wood, his second shot. He cranks it. He really hit it nicely. It's going to be all the way right in front of the green. He'll chip on and then putt for birdie. Now Tony Finau, 265 to the hole at 11 under, his second on the second. A mammoth drive for Finau. Now the long iron. He'll crank it, and it's short underneath the bunker, so he was not able to get on the green. Now Schauffele again from down beneath the green, chips it up and bounces it off the cup, his third shot. So a nice recovery there. Now Woods, 217 to the hole, his third shot at 11 under on the second. Tiger cranks the iron, and he kicks it on the green. Now Finau's chip from beneath the bunker flies it over at the stick, leaves it 9 feet wide. Tiger's birdie try from 85 feet is about 5 feet long. It'll be nice to get a par here after an errant tee shot. You know that every time the Tiger ever won the Masters, he was 11 under after three rounds. He was 11 under after three rounds of the 19 Masters, of course, that he won. Now Molinari from 12 feet, his confidence high, and he putts for birdie and rolls it by. He'll get the par, but he thought he had a bird there at two, and he'll stay at 13 under with a two-stroke lead. Huge putt for Tiger, and he sinks it to stay two back of Molinari after two. Tiger and Molinari off the tees with long irons at three, comfortably numb in the fairway, both of them. Finau went big ball, closer toward the green, with a huge driver. Molinari, a buck 37 to the stick, flies it, and he's right on the edge of the green, so a pretty nice shot. Now Tiger from a buck 26, beautiful stroke, and he leaves it beautifully about 8 feet from the pin. Just a gorgeous shot by Tiger. Here's Ricky at five for birdie. Oh, and he runs it by, so he'll stay where he is at eight under. Here's Finau's wedge off the ridge, just past the hole, and over the green and down the hill a little. It won't be that brutal of a chip to get back on at the stick, but he ran it past, over and through. Lefty on seven with a gigantic iron, and he leaves it beautifully about 8 feet from the stick. Already two under for the day. Now Molinari for birdie on three, just on the second cut. He runs it at the hole, but short. He taps in for par, so par, par, par for the leader, still 13 under. Tiger here for birdie. It's very fast, and it cuts away to the right. He taps it in the hole. So Tiger makes his move and goes to 12 under, one back of Molinari, and the crowd erupts. And you can tell who the crowd is for. Tiger, 100%. They are cheering his every step on the course, and Molinari knows it. He can feel Tiger crawling in his arse. One back, going to four. Tiger at four off the tee, the long iron. It lands it on the green, but it rolls back and off. So he's off the green at four. He'll have to pitch and run to get it close on the par three. He's using a three hybrid on the par three. Molinari. He leads by one. Cranks it. Fans all eyeing it. And he hits a beauty. Right to the back of the green. Near the second cut, but it's doable for birdie from about 25 feet. Now here's Tiger off the green at four. It's very steep. He chips it to the top, up toward the stick. He's about 7 or 8 feet short. He's still going to have to putt uphill. Finau off the green. He's two back of Molinari. Chips it up to the stick. He's about 2 feet away. Now Molinari on the second cut. 25 feet for birdie. He rolls it. Leaves it about a foot shy. He'll get his par. Koepka on five with a long iron. A blast. He goes big ball and lands it on the green beautifully. Now this is a huge putt for Tiger for par to stay one back of Molinari. He needs left edge here. Here's the putt, and he runs it. Oh, and it curls out, and he goes back to two back. It just rimmed out of the cup. He taps in for bogey. So birdie, bogey, 3-4, and he's back to 11 under, two back of 13 under Molinari. Fino taps in for par and stays two back. He's playing a clean round so far. Molinari off the tee at five. He's par, par, par for the week, but this one's going way right. Over the gallery and into the trees. Problems for Francisco at five. Finau, he's parted every time this week. He goes right. He's going into the same place as Molinari. Trouble. Bogey went bogey, bogey, bogey for Woods at this hole so far in the Masters. It has been a disaster for him. The par four fifth, just under 500 yards, 495 from the back tees. But Tiger rips a low, clean one right into the fairway. No trouble today on Sunday in the final round. So Molinari in trouble. His second shot, a 19-degree hybrid. He's going to pull it out. They've pulled the crowd back so that he can get the shot. He is the furthest back. I think he's got a decent look at it, though, at the very least. He rips it. It looks fantastic. And it's on the edge of the green. Not bad. Koepka flies the green at six. He was way long there. That's a problem. Here's Tiger from 218. His second shot. Rips the iron. Right to left. He likes it. It's on the green. It's far. It's 50 feet, but he's on. Ricky from a bunker at seven. And he hits it up and it rolls right back to his feet. He couldn't get it out of the sand. So Finau lands it on the green. It rolls back, but stays on, so he's okay. Here's Rahm for eagle, and he gets it. John Rahm going eagle with a three on the par 5-8. He goes to 8 under, so Rahm is alive. Now here's Molinari off the green. He's going to chip it up in the air at the stick. Oh, and he almost hit it. That was nice. Now Tiger's very long and dangerous birdie putt. He ran it by 12 feet. That's one of the most dangerous putts I've seen. Finau got abused on it. So did Tiger. And his par putt's going to be very dangerous. Poulter with a birdie putt on 9. And he gains a stroke to 9 under. Finau's still 35 feet away. He'll be lucky if he gets a 2-putt. And he goes up the hill. He'll get a bogey. He's still 4 feet away. Koepka bogey 6 after flying the green. Now he's 10 under and loses one. Super dangerous par putt for Tiger. And he misses it. He bogeys the hole 4 straight days at the Masters. So Molinari runs in his par while everyone else is bogeying the hole. He's styling now. A 3-shot lead for Francesco as he heads to 6. Tiger and Finau drop to 10. Molinari flies the green at 6 after he's parred every hole, has a 3-stroke lead. He cranks it into the gallery. He may have hit one of the fans. Tiger's tee shot at 6. Looks like a beauty. Using the wind. Gets a nice bounce. Oh, he leaves it 8 feet from the pin. A gorgeous shot off the tee and the fans erupt. Just read it perfectly. Molinari in all kinds of trouble. Tiger has an easy birdie putt, or so it would seem. He's got a shot at one for sure. Molinari far off the green. They moved the gallery so he could chip on. He's still 50 feet from the green at least, and he lines up the wedge. He gets it on. It's a really nice shot. He's 5 feet from the pin. Koepka with a sick iron on 7 off the back of the green. It rolls back toward the pin. Now Finau. From 100 feet away, a beauty, leaves it 2 feet from the pin. He'll tap in for par. So Tiger for birdie, and he ran it left. He missed it. So he'll stay at 10 under. And Molinari saves par with a nice six-footer. He just keeps running pars onto the scorecard. Now here's Molinari with a huge driver, and he's left into the trees, but he's in the rough in between holes, but not sure if it's disaster, but it's definitely off course. The winds are whipping at Augusta. Finau with a huge drive right down the middle with a nice little fade. Tiger blew a chance at six. He's gone par par birdie here at seven, the 450-yard par four. Very breezy. He has to step away from the ball to wait for the wind to die. The wind is blasting right to left. Tiger waiting it out. Now he looks ready. Tiger shreds it right down the middle with a little fade. A beauty. Schauffele at eight with an iron. High flyer at the stick. Almost put it in, a beauty. Molinari, the little two iron between the trees, but it goes running up near the bunker. So he's underneath the bunker, and he's going to have another big chip here at seven. Tiger with an unbelievable iron from 190 out, and he leaves it 3 inches from the hole. And Tiger's in business at seven. He's going to get one back here. He did it on Saturday, too, leaving it 4 inches from the cup on that long iron. This was just a great shot with a little fade on it. High off the ridge, rolled it down within a couple inches. Just a ridiculous shot. Molinari, the chip from behind the bunker, right at the stick, but he runs it 15 feet past. Now Molinari downhill sharply from 15 feet for par at seven. Very dangerous. He strokes it, barely taps it, and he finally has a bogey. And he ran it 3.5 feet past, too. So Tiger taps in for birdie. Meanwhile, Francesco Molinari has the bogey, a two-shot swing. It's now 12 under for Molinari, 11 under for El Tigre. Now number eight. It's a brutal par five. Poulter trying for the eagle, but blows it by 30 feet. Now he's got a gigantic 30-footer for birdie, so that was a disaster. Tiger won back. Here he is off the tee on eight. He birdied it Saturday, 570 yards. His drive going right and into some trouble, but not too bad. He'll be all right over there, deep on the right side. An absolutely gigantic throng of fans following this last group. With Molinari and Finau now, his blast off the drive. Molinari will go last with the one-stroke lead. Finau is right down the middle of the fairway. Big driver. Here he is with only a one-shot lead. You wonder if it's in his head at all, the bogey. First one he's had in a while. Molinari with his drive. He's admiring it, but it's in the bunker. He's in the sand. Now here's Koepka with a birdie at 8 to go to 11 under. He's won back with Tiger from Molinari. Poulter at 10 with Finau. Cantlay at 9 under. Here's Schauffele at 9 with a sick 8 iron, leaving it 5 feet from the cup. Just a brilliant shot. Schauffele is really making a nice day of it. Here's Molinari deep in the bunker, his second on the 8th hole, the par 5. He rips it out of the sand cleanly and just popped it out in the fairway. So Schauffele rolls in the birdie to go to 9 under on 9, finishes with a 35. So he's right there in 6th. Molinari, 12 under. Tiger, one shot back. It's getting real tight at Augusta in 2019. Tiger's going to rip a second shot, a 5-wood, but he steps away from the ball. Trying to gauge the wind perfectly here. This is a huge shot. And he rips it over the green. He really blasted it over the green. But Joe Cava, his caddy, said that's where he should go. Molinari leaves it 10 feet from the pin with a beautiful approach shot on 8 for a birdie attempt. Tiger still walking to his ball behind the green. Tiger's wedge from behind the green from 30 yards back. He leaves it perfectly. It's about 10 feet from the pin for birdie, so both Molinari and Tiger with birdie chances from around the same distance. Now Molinari from 10 feet for birdie to extend the lead. And he does it. Just a magnificent roller in to get a two-stroke lead again back to 13 under. Now all the pressure's on Tiger. He's got to match Molinari here with a birdie. And to get to 12 under, he's tied with Koepka right now. Two back. and he nails it straight on. Tiger drains it to stay one back of Francesco Molinari. 13-12 with Koepka at 11.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Tiger and Molinari, perfect drives at 9. Finau went left into the gallery. Patrick Cantlay goes to 10 under with a birdie at 11. He's rolling in putts. Koepka with a terrible tee shot at 10 goes deep into the woods. He's got problems there. He's two back of the lead. Number 9 is 460, a par 4. There's been 185 pars, 36 birdies for the week, 47 bogeys. And we know that some problems if you don't keep it in the fairway. Finau's found the trouble. He's in the woods. He's going to try to get it out of trouble with his second shot. He's trying to go low under these tree branches to get it out of there, and he does it. He flew it all the way to the left of the green and into a bunker. So he's just figuring out now that he's in the desert. Tiger trying to blast one, knock it down with a 7 from a buck 68. He goes right to left. He doesn't like it. He's deep all the way to the back of the green. It rolls back a little bit, but he's got a nasty putt for birdie of 150 feet. It's going to be a brutal two-putt for Tiger from there. Here's a chance now for Molinari to do something. He's got a great angle to the flag. He's a buck 58 out. He's even for the day. Tiger's one under for the day, but a one-stroke lead for Francesca. He goes right at it. And a beauty, and he'll get no spin back. He's about 45 feet away. Finau deep in the bunker, off the side of the green, two back of Molinari, one back of Tiger. He blasts, and it's a nice shot, but it's 12 feet past the hole, but decent bunker shot nevertheless. Poulter with a nice iron on 10. He's three back of the leader. He's a 10 under. So Tiger on the back of the green, he's got a monster putt. He'll be lucky if he can get it in two to save par. But Molinari's putt is no joke either. He's 45 feet away, so he could have problems. Oh, Tiger from 150 feet away with a sidewinder, and he left it a foot shy with a brilliant putt. He'll get it in two to save par. What a magnificent putt by Tiger Woods. You gotta be kidding me. I would have five putted from there. And he's one back of Molinari. Koepka from the sand at 10. Blasts it out high. Beautiful sand shot. He'll have a little downhill putt to save par. That was nice. But here's Molinari from 45 feet away. Very dangerous ninth green with a one stroke lead over Tiger. He's at 13 under. He's been brilliant all week. Here's the putt, massively from right to left as it spins brutally by the hole. He left himself a tough one. I mean, that was just absolutely brutal. He's 6 feet away coming back to save par. What a four by Finau from 12 feet to save par. That was beautiful. He stays at 11 under. He had one bogey and one birdie. The birdie on the long par 5/8. Now the leader. He'll walk away from it. It's uphill, going left to right. Very dangerous. He'll walk around from all angles to check it out. Now he's on the side looking at it. He'll go back to the ball. He's got a precarious one-stroke lead over the legend, Tiger Woods. Huge crowd. Bad weather on the move toward Augusta. Final round 2019, a year ago. Now Molinari for par. He cannot afford to miss this putt. Tiger watching off the green. Here's the putt, but he makes it. He'll keep his lead going to 10, and he waves at the crowd. We got a great, he's smiling, he's enjoying himself, talking to his caddy and laughing. He's got a even round going. Tiger and Koepka one under for the day, but Tiger won back going to 10. Tiger's in trouble on 10, into the woods. And unbelievably, Molinari, a perfect drive. So was Finau. Now, Schauffele with a birdie. And he's still dealing on the back nine. He was hot on the front. He's still dealing. Koepka off the tee at 11 with a booming shot. And he's in the second cut to the right. So Tiger is screwed on his second shot. Tiger has absolutely nothing he can do here other than chip out and then hit a huge third shot. He's screwed on his second shot. Molinari with a perfect shot at the green with his second at 10. A buck 92 out with a one-stroke lead. And Tiger's going to have to go up and down after his disastrous shot. But Molinari shanks it way left of the green, and he's in trouble down the hill. Boy, he went back slow and then rushed that thing through, and it just jackknife left. So he's in trouble, and Tiger's in trouble. Now, this third shot from Tiger has to be good. Otherwise, he's going to lose strokes here. He's got to plop this thing next to the stick, and that's all there is to it. Boom, he hits it, eyes it, flies it, tries it, and he's off the back of the green. Just at the second cut, though, not bad. He's 15 feet away. See if he can roll that par in. It's not going to be easy. Cantlay in the woods on 13, his second. I don't even know how he got that out of there, but he shanked it into the gallery, into the crowd. Cantlay melting down finally. Schauffele coming off a birdie at 10 under. Tee shot on 12. Par 3. A wedge right at the stick. He's 12 feet away. Schauffele is on fire! Finau in trouble. A wedge. He lifts it up high at the stick. Almost puts it in the hole. A beauty. Tony Finau with a nice hands and touch. With a little floppy disc wedge. A 56. Shake out. Ooh. Molinari now is going to go 56. Flops it up in the air high. A beautiful shot. He almost sank it from off the side of the green. He'll easily tap in there for par. Molinari actually thought he was going to sink that little floppy. Now Tiger for his par. 15, 18 feet away. It's going to run. It's definitely going to feed from left to right. It's going to slide on him. This is a brutal putt. That's all there is to it. With Molinari and Finau watching, he rolls it and he's short. So another bogey for Tiger. He drops two back. So that was Tiger's third bogey of the final round. You ask yourself at this point through 10, how the hell does he win this Masters? He's now tied Tiger with Koepka and Finau. Finau now for par. But he shanks it. Shankopotamus, and he'll fall to 10. So now it's Koepka and Woods two back of Francesco Molinari. Tiger off the tee at 11, a disastrous big ball right. He's in all kinds of trouble, and two back now of Molinari. Finau off the tee went left, but he's fine in the second cut. Tiger's the one with problems. Meanwhile, Koepka pars 11 to stay at 11 under and 1 under for the round. Molinari and Woods even for the day, and Molinari leads by 2. Of course, they're on 11. Woods, Finau, and Molinari. Molinari got on the 11th with a beautiful iron, so he was in good shape to at the very least get a par. Finau got on from the left side, his second shot on, so he had about a 35-footer for birdie. And Tiger was the one in trouble, deep into the woods again, and brings out the iron and needs a big shot. He's got a crunchy lie, but he can at least see the green and the stick, so he can make the shot going right to left. He's got to get around some massive trees, though, so he's really going to have to go up high right to left. And he hits the perfect shot. I mean, he goes high up right to left and plops it right on the green, and it kicks right to left and leaves him 25 feet for birdie. Molinari misses his birdie attempt, but he'll easily tap in for par. Now Finau with his putt on 11 for birdie. He's at 10 under. He needs to get one back badly. He rolls it up. Oh, just short. You lose. Oh, look at Jason Day with a birdie on number 15 to go to 10 under. Tiger at 11, eyeing his putt for birdie. Tiger in position here, very important to keep pace, can't drop anything. He rolls it down, just missing to the left. He'll have to come back up the hill to make the par putt on 11. Tiger makes the comebacker for par at 11. Molinari will tap in for par, and they go to number 12. Now, number 12 was the game changer at the 2019 Masters. It was the biggest hole of the tournament, and it was one of the biggest holes of all the majors that year in 2019 because it was the craziest hole you've ever seen when four of the five top players in the Masters all had an epic meltdown on this short par 3 12. They all lost their minds and their games. So the crowd got rowdy. They all walked up to the tee box. It's a famous hole. The crowd always lets you know when you hit your shot on 12 if it's a good shot or not. And they knew something was brewing immediately. Bottom line, Molinari walked up, hit his shot, and it landed on the front bank of the 12th, rolled back into the water. Woods was next. He hit a smart, conservative shot to the middle of the green. He had watched Koepka and Poulter land in the water. And then Finau steps up to the tee, dunks his 8-iron into the drink. Four of the final five players in the Masters landed in Rae's Creek. Unbelievable. Molinari couldn't get up and down. He had a double bogey, dropped him to 11 under. Finau also dropped two shots, went to 8 under. Tiger left his lag putt short, but was able to convert a 5-footer for par. And that was the turning point in the Masters. That's all there is to it. I couldn't even believe what I was watching. Four out of five guys put their shot in the drink. It was crazy. So Tiger said he saw both Poulter and Brooks Koepka drop shots. So he knew they had landed in the water. They were dropping and hitting balls after drops. So he knew they both went in the water. So he knew there was a problem on 12. With the wind and everything, and he saw disaster happening. So then Molinari's going to go up for his tee shot. They had to wait to tee off because Koepka and Poulter got in so much trouble on 12, landing in the water and having to drop shots and then get up and down. They all lost strokes. They were all in desperate straits, and they finally got off the green. It took them forever, so they finally got to walk up and hit their shots, and Molinari went first. Tiger said he hit it flush. He hit an 8-iron, and he took something off of it. Tiger said he was going to hit a 9-iron all along. It's a real short shot. And Molinari hit it sky high, hit it clean. It landed just behind the bunker and rolled into the drink. And he knew that he was screwed. I mean, he knew right down in there he was in big trouble. Once Molinari went into the splash, Tiger's eyes lit up. He knew all he had to do was land the ball on the green, go up there, get a birdie or a par, and he was going to get a stroke. So I couldn't even believe Finau walked up and hit the tee shot from the exact same spot as Woods to the left side of the tee box. Nice angle. And I'm sure he read Woods' shot. He was probably trying to do the same thing. But he hit it just like Molinari, and it kicked off the bank and went wet, and that was it. It was unbelievable. to see Poulter, Koepka, Molinari, and Finau all go in Race Creek, and Tiger Woods is twirling his golf club, his putter, because he knows he's rock star status sitting on the green. Little did he know that Molinari wouldn't go up and down and get the bogey. He double bogeyed and was absolutely toast. The funny thing is, it got worse for him, like it usually does in golf. When you start unraveling, you fully roll out like a red carpet and go off the cliff. And that's what happened to Molinari. From this point forward, it's a disaster plan. Due to time constraints and beautiful weather on Easter Sunday, I've decided to take a bike ride with the young chop. We'll resume the broadcast, and Tiger will be in the lead by the time I get back. Have a cold beer. It's always good to have a freshie, especially on a holiday. Now here's Tony Finau with a brutal ending to the 12th, missing a short putt for bogey, and then gets the double, and now the rain is falling, and it's a tie between Woods, Molinari, and Schauffele at 11 under. So Tiger is prowling and pouncing on the Masters as the wet stuff starts to fall on the course, and the wet stuff starts to affect the final round as all these guys start dropping shots in the drink. Cantlay with an eagle opportunity now on 15 for the outright lead at the Masters. Steady rain falling. Co-leader Woods on 13. He's birdied it Thursday and Saturday. He goes left. His foot slipped. It was the right foot that slipped out, but he ends up having a great shot anyway. Cantlay for eagle for the lead in the rain at 15. Going left to right. And he drains it. Patrick Cantlay with an eagle at 15 to the outright lead of the Masters. Cantlay goes to 12 under, one up on Woods, Molinari, and Schauffele. This is unreal. So Cantlay was 6 under on the day, having an amazing sizzling round. And after the eagle, you'd think the guy would go win the Masters. But things get crazy. Bubba misses the 12-footer for par at 17. He drops to 9, and that'll roast him. Cantlay, tee shot, 16, par 3, hits it way right on the far right side of the green. He's 80 feet away for just even getting near the cup for a par. I mean, his birdie putt's 80 feet. So that's just a bad miss off at a tee after you have a eagle to take the lead. He trailed by 7 strokes entering the final round, Cantlay, and put on a show. So Koepka's at 11 under, teeing off on 14. He goes right. It's no big deal. It's just in the rough. He's fine. Schauffele, 11 under for birdie at 14. He's definitely got a nice shot here at this thing. He's 10 feet away. He tries it gently, and he sinks it. How about Schauffele going to 12 to be a co-leader with Cantlay? It's all developing. He's birdied 3 of the last 4 to get into a tie for the lead. Schauffele goes into the woods on 15 with his tee shot, so he's got problems there as a co-leader. Now, Molinari on 13 for eagle. He doesn't get the eagle. He ends up getting a birdie, though. Nice job after a double bogey at 12 into the wet stuff. Very impressive to come back and get a bird. Tweet, tweet.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Ricky with a late charge. Two back of the leaders. Fowler getting involved. Jason Day was all over the leaders. I mean, the leaderboard was just fantastic. Now Koepka for birdie at 14 from 25 feet. He rolls it, but it's short. He'll tap in for par. Tiger after the birdie now tied for the lead at 12 under. His tee shot, perfect. So Molinari and Woods both with birdies on 13. And here he is, Molinari, on the tee shot on 14. And he goes straight down the middle into the fairway with a beauty. I think his problems resurface on 15, and that's another disaster for the Italian. Xander Schauffele at 12 under, co-leader with Woods and Cantlay, and all kinds of trouble in the woods, has to chip out, and he gets it out of the trees and rolls it down the hill, so he's back in business, but he had to do that. He was forced to do that, so he's in a little bit of trouble. He's going to have to get up and down. Cantlay had dropped a stroke at 16, so he's one off the lead with Schauffele and Woods and Molinari. So Schauffele was 4 under for the day, tied with Molinari and Woods at 12 under. Ricky with a beautiful tee shot at 17 within 3 feet of the cup, and he's spitting magic right now with his sticks. Now all of a sudden, here's DJ at 10 under. We haven't mentioned him all day, but a beauty, just like Fowler's shot. He's 9 feet away, and it's still rolling. Make it 8 feet. Make it 7 feet. He is in business for a birdie. Schauffele flies the green. He's over, but not dangerously. Just over the green a little bit on the backside on 15. Koepka with a bomb off the tee at 15. He's at 11 under, one shot back. Tiger from a buck 57 out on 14, his second. Flies it, a beauty, 20 feet away from the stick. Dead even with it, sky high, and hole high on top of it. But Ricky misses the little nubber for birdie, and the fans go, ooh. And that was on 16, not 17, by the way. Cantlay and all kinds of problems on 17, so he's basically found nothing but problems after his short stint with the lead. When he had the eagle, and then since then, he's dropped out. He's not far off, though, only one back. Now Jason Day rolls in a birdie on 18 to be at 11 under. He's one back. Now DJ for his birdie on 16 from 5 feet with a giant little hook. It's in. And now he's at 11 under, one back with two to go. It's funny how Finau, after he went in the drink and had the double bogey, he went downtown real fast. He slipped back to 9 under. So here's Tiger on 14 for birdie. The last 3 champs of the Masters had had a birdie on number 14. Tiger at 12 under, sharing the lead with Schauffele. He rolls it and misses it right. So much for that trend, because he wins it anyway. Now Francesco, a 20-footer for bird on 14, but it's way right. It hooked right on his ass like nobody's business. And then 15 is his worst nightmare. It's coming. Trust me, it's coming. So bogeys at 16 and 17 drop Cantlay down to 10, and he's toast. Schauffele for par, and he makes it. So he stays at 12 under with the par on the par 5 15th as Tiger gets his par and he heads to the 15th, the par 5. This is a big opportunity for Tiger. So basically, Schauffele blew it at 15 getting a par. You got to go for it on 15 and get a birdie. His last major was the 08 Open at Torrey Pines. He won the PGA in 07, the U.S. Open in 06, and the Masters in 05. But he had zero wins in majors when trailing after 54 holes. That also would come to an end. Koepka with a beautiful shot, his second into the hole at 15, so he's 25 feet away for eagle. Schauffele back at a green on 16, par 3. He's 30 feet away. Tiger, the perfect fade off at a tee at 15 to par 5, so he's off and running on the long hole. But this is where Molinari's nightmare begins. It really is unthinkable that he would have a double bogey on the water hole in Rays Creek. And then he had birdie, Thursday, Friday, Saturday on the 15th, the 5:30 par 5. He walks up to the tee and boom, he went way right in all kinds of trouble into the crowd, into the woods, behind a giant tree to start the whole disaster. And he knows it. Now there's your boy John Rahm and Noodles finishing at 10 under. Rahm with a nice effort at the Masters. Here's Ricky on 17, a buck 40 out his second. He flips it high and lands it 10 feet from the stick. So DJ LA run, birdies on three of the last four holes, drops a beautiful iron onto the green, 12 feet away from the stick. He'll be putting for birdie, going for 4 and 5. Here's Schauffele, crucial putt on 16 for birdie from the back of the green. He needs this one. He's playing with Kuchar and Harding. Schauffele, the co-leader with Woods and Molinari. First DJ for birdie, and he drains it. How about your boy DJ getting into a share of the lead? Now a four-way tie for the lead. Woods, Johnson, Molinari, and Schauffele. That's four birdies in five holes for Dustin Johnson. He's on fuego. Now, after DJ got into a share of the lead, Schauffele got all flustered, and his putt was shankopotamus. He ran it by 6 feet past the hole. Now he's got problems for the par. At 15, Koepka just misses the eagle putt by a hair. That would have been huge. Now a five-way tie for the lead as Koepka gets the birdie at 15. There's so many guys on the lead at 12 under, I'm losing weight. The problem with all these other golfers, besides Molinari and Woods, is that they're running out of holes. Schauffele is at 16. DJ's at 17. I mean, they're all going to run out of holes. Meanwhile, Tiger still gets to play all these holes that everybody's scoring big on. Now Schauffele for par on 16 after he missed the birdie badly. And he makes the Drano. He saved face there. He stays in a share of the lead at 12 under. But he'll go to 17 now with two holes to go. So Tiger's going to go for it. 227 out, second shot on the par 5. Going big ball here. Tiger going right to left with a big bomb. And he lands it beautifully in the middle of the green. And he's about 40 feet away for eagle. Molinari shanks it into the water again and has to drop. And he's finished at the Masters. So another double bogey for Molinari. He's got two double bogeys on the back on 12 and on 15. And he had two other bogeys in the round. So he literally collapsed. Finau had a chance for an eagle and missed it. He would have gone to 11 under. And he'll make the birdie putt to go to 10 at the very least. So nice comeback for him after he's had disaster holes and shots in the water. And then Tiger hits the little three-footer for birdie and the outright lead at the Masters through 15. He's at 13 under. And he goes to number 16 with that look in his eyes. DJ, Brooks, and Schauffele at 12 under, but running out of holes. Now here's Schauffele at 18 on the tee. He struggled a double and a bogey on Thursday and Saturday, but his drive on Sunday was a low line screamer, and he's safe, but in a bunker. So It's all falling apart for Schauffele. Molinari already had doubled and was at 10 and went for the birdie, and he falls short by 3 inches. So he'll stay at 10. Here's Finau at 10 under for birdie. Make it 11 under. A nice birdie tweety tweet on 16. Tiger had just a monster tee shot on 16. 4 feet from the pin for birdie. Not even. He's 2 feet away. And he's just eyeing this thing, and LaCava's eyeing it. Joe went behind the bunker and looked at it down by the water, eye high. And they just talked a little bit, and then Tiger knew if he drains this, he goes to 14, and it's good night, Irene. And he does. And they go crazy. They go crazy at Augusta. DJ was done at 12. Koepka and Schauffele were ahead of Tiger. They were both at 12, two back. And Tiger was prowling, and he had that look in his face like, no one's going to catch me. Not on my house. Not on my time. Gary Player had the longest in-between Masters wins, 13 years, when he won it again. Tiger does it in 19 and did it in 05, so he did it 14 years later. So Tiger breaking all kinds of records. Koepka had a 20-footer for birdie on 17 that would have brought him within one, but he missed it, so he's still two down. Koepka with a bomb on 18 off the tee, straight down the middle in the fairway. He knows it's over. They're cheering Tiger. They're just cheering him on the way up to the 17th green. Rockstar status. As Tiger says, he just had to clean it up. At this point, he knows he's up two and just needs to get it done. It would be his 15th major. Tiger still chasing Jack Nicklaus's 18. Tiger for birdie at 17. A soft touch. Misses the hook to the left. It doesn't matter. He's still up two with one to go. And his fifth green jacket. Of course, Jack with 6 green jackets. Tiger one shy of that. An 18-15 in majors. Jack on top still. The Golden Bear, the king. Tiger with a gigantic drive on 18. Just blasts it out there. It's all business to wrap it up. And you know he's going to hear the roars. Koepka needs this birdie putt to make things very interesting for Tiger. With a 2-stroke lead, it would be a 1-stroke lead if Koepka can drain this 12-footer on 18. He's played incredible golf all day long. But it goes left, and that's all she wrote. Tiger has nothing to fear. Tiger, a buck 67 out. He's got a little bit of a limb issue, but he's not even going to sweat it. He's going to fade it in, no questions asked, and wrap this puppy up in front of his mother, his girlfriend Erica, and his 2 lovely children. And a throng of fans that love Tiger like no other at Augusta. A terrible shot by Tiger. And he just needs to make 5 to win. So he had a problem with the tree branch. Finau with a clean wedge, but he's off the green. I love his swing. I love his game. I thought he played really tough. This guy has a shot to win a green jacket at Augusta. I like the way he goes at it and handles his business. He's a great golfer, Tony Finau. And now the roar has started for Tiger Woods. He'll go one ahead of Arnold Palmer with his 5th. The fans love him all ages, all walks, all races. They all love Tiger Woods. He's incredible. Tiger's still all business. He's got work to do. He has not acknowledged them. Just a mere tip of the cap. But he still has to get up and down. It'll be his 3rd shot. He just needs to get up and down by 5. So he's got 3. He's not going to let Molinari and Finau finish. He's going to putt first here from 15 feet. Tiger already knows he's got it in the bag. But he hasn't acknowledged the roars yet. He just is doing his thing, per usual. You wonder if he'll ever win another one based on his injuries, his back, his age. He did this, so why can't he keep winning is the question. He missed it by a hair to the right. It goes 2 inches by, but it's a easy tap in for victory. He'll mark his ball and let them finish. 22 years after his first one, Finau with a nice rolling in from 10 feet. They love Tony Finau. Impressive 11 under, final round 72. But yeah, 22 years for Tiger, almost to the day of his first record-breaking win at Augusta. And then here he is, winning his 15th major and 5th green jacket. It's just surreal. Now Molinari, from 5 feet away. His back nine was a disaster, but he makes the putt. And they give him a nice round of applause. A 74 final round finishes at 11 under with Finau. Now Tiger for the ages, the tap-in. And there it is. He pumps his fist in the air, hugs Finau, shakes hands with Molinari. And then it's time for Joey LaCava. Now he's fired up and acknowledges the crowd. Multiple fist pumps. He's completely jacked and fired up for LaCava and the fans. And the party starts for Tiger a year ago. Winning number 5 down Magnolia Lane. Shake it. You gotta love the FOTB pod. He's going crazy. Hugging his kids. Hugging his mom. Hugging his girlfriend. Tiger's got it all. Everybody loves Tiger. I mean, absolutely everybody. The fans are chanting, Tiger, 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 Tiger. Slapping high fives with the fans. Growling, screaming, cheering, fist pumping, high-fiving. You gotta love it. It was fun reliving the 19 Masters with you on the FOTB pod. Shake it, ooh, shake it, ooh, shake it, ooh, shake it, ooh, shake it, ooh.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.